Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Beishamai Omrim Lo Yimkor Odom Is Zeisov Elo Lochaver. Beishamai says that a person shouldn't sell his olives only to a chaver that's careful about tuma, because it's aser to cause to chulin tuma in Eretz Yisrael. And we're dealing here with olives that were not mukhshir, they were not ready to become tame, they didn't have liquid on them, they were plucked from the tree, the Rav says, but they did not have the juice from the olive on the outside, from the other olives, or they weren't wet, but still Beisham, it was machmer that one should not sell it unless they know to sell it to a chaver. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Af L'Maiser. Beis Hillel says, not just can you sell it to a chaver, but you can even sell it to a person that's careful with maestros, but not with tumma. He's not a chaver l'gabi tumma. The Rav says, because we could be toiler that mistumma, it'll be eaten before it gets hochshir l'kabel tumma. And even though we know that most olives are not eaten in such a fashion, they're not eaten before that, still, if you could be toiler in that, we're toiler. The Rav brings the Rambam here, that this machlekes Beisham Beis Hillel is actually a machlekes of whether or not a person's allowed to cause tumma to chulin in Eretz Yisrael, that Beisham says you're not allowed to, and here the Rambam actually says, Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to cause tumma and chulin in Eretz Yisrael. That's why they say af l'maiser. And that's what the Rambam says on this Mishnah, v'chein halacha, he says. The Mishnah continues, Utsnue Beis Hillel hayanoigin kedivrei Beis Shammai. And the Tsnue Beis Hillel, the Tsnuim, so the Rav says, those are Vasikin that are medaktikin b'mitzvahs. They're careful with mitzvahs. So these Tsnuim of Beis Hillel hayanoigin kedivrei Beis Shammai. They were noheg like Beis Shammai. They were extra careful and machmir. The Tiferes Yisrael brings down the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer that asks, we know that a person that's, the Gemara says, the person's oisid like Beis Shammai, chayv misa, not allowed to go like Beis Shammai. So it could be there are a few answers. Over here, we're talking about before the Bas Kol. Also, it's brought down, he brings down by the Taz, and say for Orchus Chaim, that which we say, that you're not allowed to go like Beis Shammai, that's Dafka after Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were no longer here. But while they're actually alive, there's no Isser for the Talmidei Beis Hillel to go and do like Beis Shammai. It's only afterwards. Because afterwards, people would say that Beis Hillel were Chayzer, and they changed their mind. Mashenkin, when they're alive, nobody's going to say that. They'll just know that they're being Machmer, but everybody's still going to hold what they hold. And their stances will still be very publicly known. And the Tiferes Yisrael actually says that when it's a Sheva Al Tase, when you're just not physically going against Beis Hillel, but you're just not doing anything, like in this case, so there you're allowed to be Machmer like Beis Shammai. So in this case, the guy just didn't sell it. He only sold it to a chaver. Nobody knew that he purposely wasn't selling it to a regular Jew that wasn't as careful. So therefore, that's not a problem, even if you're going to be Machmer like Beis Shammai.